The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday, folks. Remember, we came up with a new meaning for hump day. You Christian white people out there, go out and make more babies. We need to restock the patriots in this country. At any rate, I'm stealing a few minutes here from Mike Rivero. Mike, you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, I had a call here. Somebody wanted to get in on the show, Keith in New York, and he called into the network, and he is just going off, yelling and screaming into the phone to Mike Slatichek, and this is the guy that runs your show every day.
Yes.
And I can hear this guy. I walk into the control room, and I can hear this guy, and Mike just held the phone up, and I walked over, and I said, "Who is this, and why are you yelling?" And he just kept going off on me. And I said, "Would you stop yelling at me? I'm going to hang up on you." And he continued yelling. Well, and what it is, Mike, is there's some people out there that might disagree with a host or two on this network about some particular manner in which they cover something, or they don't, or not to their satisfaction. And I'll tell you how scurrilous it is. Well, I got plenty of money, and I was thinking about donating to Republic, but because of what this person said and how they said it, I'm not going to donate. And what this is about, and we've been getting the calls today. You've noticed?
Yes.
Surrounding Mr. Jim Fetzer?
Yes.
And somebody is out there stirring the dirt pile. I guess Mr. Fetzer is now claiming holograms. And, Michael, what else?
Well, he's claiming that there were no planes, not only at the Pentagon, but at the World Trade Towers themselves, that there was no thermite in the World Trade Towers. It was brought down with micro-nukes. And in the past, he's claimed that the Apollo moon landings were faked. And this all kind of began because I went on a campaign on my radio show pointing out that the government deliberately plants nonsense on the independent media to make it easier for the corporate media to make fun of us, ridicule us, and trivialize us, fake moon landings, chemtrails, HARP, all the rest of that nonsense. And Fetzer took umbrage with that. So we had an email discussion in which he challenged me to an on-air debate over at InfoWars, and because I think that kind of exposure would be good. I agreed to that, and I kept all the emails, but apparently that deal fell through, and at that point, Fetzer started demanding that he wanted time on my show to present his views, and I said, well, you know, my audience has already heard my views on all of this, and so I declined, and he's thrown a tantrum, and he's trying to stir up as much problems as he can, but again, Fetzer is out there with some claims that do not bear close examination. We went into two of them on my radio show today. The first having to do with holograms. And part of the problem is that people love to use the word hologram. They don't really understand what it means or how holograms work. So we had a little discourse about that on the show today. Well, I won't repeat the whole thing.
Yeah.
But the important thing to understand is when you are seeing a hologram image, whether it's through the glass, reflected from the glass, or projected with a laser, it has to project onto something. The idea that a hologram just projects into the middle of the air and forms is something that's in science fiction movies. But more importantly, any bright light behind that image will come shining through. And so when you look at the photos of the aircraft on 9/11 at the World Trade Towers, it's obvious they are not eclipsing their background. And that tells us they're not transparent, and that tells us they are not projections, holographic or otherwise.
Well, I guess they missed the hologram and the plane that hit Building 7 as well. Okay.
Well, the other part is that everyone likes to talk about micronukes. Now, we know that there are photos of the wreckage of the World Trade Towers that clearly show the marks that are left by demolition cutter charges on the load-bearing members.
Right.
But there's something that you need to understand about nuclear weapons. There's a minimum size that you have to have because you need what is called the critical mass of the fissionable uranium. The very smallest warhead that was ever created was for a U.S. weapon called the Davy Crockett. It weighed 51 pounds. It was very large. You couldn't fit it in a suitcase or a briefcase. You'd have to use a crate for it. But its yield was 20 tons of TNT, which is small for a nuclear weapon. But if you had set off 20 tons of TNT in the World Trade Centers, it would have been obvious it was an explosion. It would have just blasted out the walls. And it would have been obvious that it was an explosion and not the impact of the aircraft. So for anybody who's got any kind of a technical background, these claims that are being made to hand the corporate media an easy way to try and ridicule the 9/11 truth movement, they don't stand up. And serious researchers like Richard Gage, they won't go near it. And frankly, I would caution anybody not even to get dragged into the debate because of the possibility that your interview could be selectively edited and put on out there. But right now, it does feel like the government propagandists are panicking. We're seeing far more shill calls into my show than we have recently. Attacks on my server have been going on up, and it feels like the government is finally recognizing they've lost the narrative with the American people.
Well, and they are in a panic stage because now the information is starting to come out more and more on government crimes. And this isn't, you know, a conspiracy tinfoil hat wearing, I'm dancing on the edge of a limb here. This is not crazy supposition. There is real salient information that's coming out that the mainstream media is trying to protect those in government, trying to protect the intelligence agencies. I mean, call them the gerrymanders of the police state, the ongoing police state. And I'll give you an example. Roger Stone, he gave testimony behind closed doors, wasn't open to the public. Well, Roger Stone gave testimony in front of the Intelligence Committee about all this Russian hacking and all this other stuff. Well, as it turns out, he goes on, and he put this actually on InfoWars. He did it from a hotel room and just gave the video to him as a platform of what he said in that Intelligence Committee meeting that was not for public perusal or airing. And this is the sort of stuff that needs to take place. There has got to be platforms for people. You can be a whistleblower, but it's like the old adage, Mike, that, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody is there, does it make a sound when it hits the ground? Well, Court, you and I both know that it does. But if somebody gives testimony refuting and then exposing truth and it doesn't get aired, has it been said? Was it real because nobody heard it? It's a mystery to me, but I'm in full agreement with you, Michael Rivero, that they are moving into panic mode.
Well, we're definitely seeing that. We're seeing efforts to try and find any way to shut down the independent media, lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits, lawfare. Apparently, one on-air broadcaster literally got arrested right in the middle of his show. I'm blanking on his name right now.
We have the story posted on republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, good. Well, yeah. I'll go and read it there then.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff on Republic. I go there a lot.
Well, I appreciate that because I'm the one that loads those stories up. By the way, there is also information out there, And I hope they posted a story, because I am sure looking for it right now, going through the mail thing here. Is this Google, Mike? Did you post that story about Google is hiring thousands of so-called journalists to put information on the Google site, pretending that they're journalists?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not on the Google site. They're literally going to assign them to newsrooms across the country.
Oh, great.
To basically go on in and say, I'm from Google. I'll tell you what fake news is, trying to basically seize control of the narrative. It's a wasted effort, because people just aren't paying attention to the corporate media anymore. I mean, Rolling Stone went up for sale today because of that botched story about the gang rape at University of West Virginia. And they're in financial trouble, and they're being sold. One of the biggest secrets the corporate media is keeping right now is how much of their audience they've lost. Megyn Kelly's latest ratings aren't looking very good. As you say in that announcement you have regarding Republic's Facebook page, more and more people are now coming to the Internet, and they're coming to the independent media to find out what's going on and to read some careful analysis about what it all means.
Well, and for people that have carried over for a few minutes, didn't shut the program off fast enough, you're still hearing my voice along with Michael Rivero's. This Keith in New York, it's the tactic. Well, he does. You know, I've got something to say, and he's not saying it. And I've got a lot of money, but I'm not going to donate to your network. Well, you know what? I don't want you to donate to this network, because if you're going to try to blackmail us, and you're going to put innuendo and accusations on the air, and well, let me just put it straightforward and bluntly: if you're a rube or a stooge, or an asshat, as I often say on my own program, and your deal is just to cause problems and consternations, you know what? You can go to hell with all of your money. I'm sure the devil has a plan for it.
I'm sure as well. So the same thing here. I get those calls and emails all the time. I'm never donating to you again. Really? I don't remember you ever donated before. And it's trying to put psychological pressure. But exactly the same thing. Nobody is going to buy whatreallyhappened.com or my radio show. You're going to get my honest analysis and opinions, you don't have enough money to get me to lie to my readers and my listeners,
Mike,
because I've been doing this for too long.
Well, as I as well, and the problem is with our type of information and broadcast, this is information that will not be put on a terrestrial radio station. And people just don't seem to grasp that somehow that you're gauged by who and what you are and the validity of what you're talking about, because you're gauged on, well, you're not on 200, 300 radio stations. No, Mike Rivero can't be on them. I can't be on them, because you're a disseminator of truth, and they're not going to tolerate it. If you don't think the snowflakes are out there and they are real and active, they have been active for a very long time. We've managed throughout the years to get a program on here or there, and you want to talk about a melee, Michael. They'll call up, they'll threaten the owner, they'll threaten the manager, they'll call advertisers, the same stuff you're seeing today over the NFL and various mainstream talk show hosts, that advertising is going to be pulled if you don't stop that guy, if you don't get him off the air. This is part and parcel of what I've been putting up for a number of years. But this is a double-edged sword. Although we're not huge and have 1,000 radio stations attached to this network, folks, don't you think for a minute that this network has not been effective and it has reached the right ears. It has for a long time and will continue to do so. So, you know, hey, Mike, I appreciate your time. You do 3 hours a day. I appreciate you spending these few minutes with me on my program. But we're going to continue to put the truth out there and let the chips fall where they may.
I'd like to add something real quick before I hang up the phone here. And that is, we have to stop judging our presence, our success, by conventional definitions of being on the conventional media. Because if you expand your gaze to include the unconventional, you'll discover we have a heck of a lot more reach than most people understand. We're the darling of the Part 15 radio broadcasters.
Yep.
And these are the hobby transmitter owners. They're not in business. It's just something they like to do for their community. They're low-powered transmitters. They're run as a hobby. They're all over this country, and they are rebroadcasting, Republic Broadcasting, all day long. I'm seeing websites, YouTube pages where our shows are being picked up and forwarded through social media. It's a shame that we don't have a way to really measure our reach, but I think given the intensity of the attempts to discredit us and attack us, I think our audience is growing, and I think we're being perceived as a serious problem.
Well, and Michael, you know, small target, you know, aim small, shoot small. We have been on target for a long, long time. It would have just made us a bigger target quicker, but that's not the way this world runs. There are those that hate the truth, and it does not matter to them. We just keep grinding it out day after day. Mike, I've been doing this for 25 years. This network that you're on has been around for going on 14 years. There have been many people, hosts, that have come through this network, the guests, the information, the listeners. It's a lot bigger than people perceive. By the way, I'll take a wild guess here of how many LPs that you're on. Probably about 19 or 20.
You mean records, LPs, records?
No, I mean low-power FMs.
Oh, I think it's far more than that because I get a lot of email on that.
There you go.
But I've been doing the website for 24 years now. I've been doing talk radio for 10 years now. One of these days, I may actually know what I'm doing.
Or we'll just keep practicing that. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're still practicing, you sound damn good doing it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time, sir.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. You know, I want to say this also before I take any calls. The guy that's sitting in the seat right here, is that your FBI hat you have on today, Mike? Was it another hat you wear around here? Your producer, board op, call screener? You're going to scare him. This guy is not part of the host program. He simply produces it. So if you think you're gaining any traction, the only thing you're doing is pissing people off around here. If you think you're going to call into the network and rag on Mike Sladicek and yell and scream and threaten him, you're wrong. This character from New York that wanted to do nothing but scream into the phone, I told him where he could get off, and I slammed the phone. Yeah, there's that John Stadtmiller. He just likes slamming phones on people. Yeah, I take particular relish, and I really enjoy it when I'm dealing with asshats, okay? So get over it. And the idea that you're going to threaten withholding support when you never gave any in the first place, and again, you can go sit and spin on it. And that would be that, never mind, I'll just stop right there. Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick.
So, John, the truth is there are no chemtrails? Is that what the truth is?
I don't know, Ricky. What do you say? Is it? Isn't it?
I think there is. I was duck hunting when I was 9 years old. I know the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail. And I know the difference between a computer-generated image and a hologram.
So, Ricky, you're dissatisfied. Shut up a second. Shut up. I will let you say whatever you have to say, but I have the ability to speak on my own show. This is directed at Mike Rivero about the issue of chemtrails. You talk to him about it. Don't come to me and talk about it. I don't even think there's any chemtrails that have ever been sprayed over Hawaii. I don't know, and I don't care. Because if you're going to weigh the body and the credibility of one person because he doesn't want to talk about chemtrails, my friend, you're barking up the wrong tree.
So you want me to take this network seriously, that's what you're saying?
I don't take you seriously. And you're one of these keyboard warriors and phone callers. You find a little crack, a little chink somewhere as perceived in the armor, and you want to split it wide and spill the guts out on the floor. I don't agree with everything that every talk show host has said on this network. Whether I do or don't, I want people to gauge the veracity of the information that's coming from that talk show host without putting it up against your score sheet. I let the listeners decide. Thank you for your call. Bye-bye, Ricky. God. Here, What do we got, a solar eclipse going on? Are the planets aligned or something?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We are back. Man, Jeff Bennett, how you doing, sir?
I have been doing fairly well. I get to listen to an interesting comedy routine here a few moments ago, which reminded me of an old song done by Vaughn Monroe back in the 1940s called Howling at the Moon. And
there is a reason people have asked me over the years, Jeff. You know, why don't you have the comment section open on your website?
Oh, well, I remember when you did. It was horrific.
Oh, it was horrible, and I just shut it down. If you want to make an opinion, fine. Call up. If you have anything to say, it's going to be live. But that's the moles and trolls. That is the venue, and that is the tool for the moles and trolls. So.
It is, but on the other hand, I have to, not to necessarily defend him, but John, I think we both realize that there is an intense, massive degree of anger in this country from people on all sides. And unfortunately, you get an individual like this guy who he just wants to get on the air to say what he wants to say, whether you agree or disagree. I don't, you know, I'm open for a digression of conversation on pro and con. That part never bothers me, but not with that kind of attitude.
Well, but here's the position. They want me to take a position. Ergo, it's a position against this person or that story or that. They want to box me in.
Yeah.
And they want to turn it into some kind of soap opera drama, and I am not going to do that. I do not tell the talk show host what they can and cannot talk about on this network or how they do it or don't do it. That's not my that's not my purview. I just do not do that. But if
let's face it, if you did, then every single talk show would be talking about the exact same thing, and they'd all be in lockstep. And then what would be the variety factor? What would be the differences of opinion?
Well, and it's not only that. I mean, I've made my position known on chemtrails for a number of years because somebody doesn't adopt that very same philosophy is neither here nor there for me. But it still, you know, I had this character that called in that he was, I've got lots of money and I'm not going to donate because Mike Rivera won't talk about this or won't talk about that, or that talk show host won't talk about this. And it's amazing to me that is a sign of, well, your network is compromised. And then it turns into a melodrama, and I've had enough of it. We got enough stuff on our plate. You know, if you cannot eliminate one topic that one person talks about and look at the body of the person's work and get it, well, then you're not getting it.
You can't look at, none of us as talk show hosts can cover it all. I had mentioned on the air last night, I'm 22 and a half years into this. You are a year or so beyond that.
Yeah.
And you cannot satisfy all the people every day. You know, you may get some guy that loves everything we do 90-95% of the time, but it's that 5% that just grinds the caca out of him. And you know, look, if you've got some things to say, guess what? We got 2 or 3 hours available. Sign up, buy your own program time, and rock and roll, buddy.
Well, I don't sell the air. Here's the problem.
I'll
blow the whistle on James Kelso. The only program that is paid for on this network is the Trump phenomenon, and the reason I did that, it's a politically based show, and I knew that. In my heart of hearts, Jeff, I knew that Donald Trump wasn't going to be the president that he envisioned himself to be.
No.
And I knew that, and it's a political show. And I told James, I said, James, I said, okay, you want to do a show on the network? Okay, I'll sell you the airtime. Well, how much is it going to cost me? I said, a whopping $495 a month. Break that down. You know, what does that come down to for a show? Well, you know what it does? It doesn't even pay for the board ops time for that show.
No.
Let alone the rest of the, you know, the network and everything behind that, the infrastructure. So that's the only paid program that I have on this network. So,
well, let me ask you a question, because it's the reason you, to some degree, you wanted me on. Your board ops, Michael's been with you for a while. Dan has been with you for a considerable period of time. How are you structuring their pension, John? What a lead-in that was.
I'm structuring the pension the same way for our part-time secretary that only makes $10 an hour. And she's worth a hell of a lot more than that.
They all are, man.
Tell you what, let's take this break. We'll be back in three. Hang on, Jeff.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I know there's never been a man in the awful shape I'm in. I can't even spell my name, my head's in such a spin. Today I tried to eat a steak with a big old tablespoon. You got me chasing rabbits, walking on my hands and howling at the moon.
I got him going with that, man.
Oh, Lord.
Good, man.
Well, I'm a little bit later, I'm going to get into the testimony that Roger Stone gave behind closed doors, not for public purview or witness, and exactly what he said to the intelligence community. And he's reading his own testimony in a hotel room, and it was put on InfoWars. And we got it from Shepard Ambellus over at IntelliHub. So I'm going to play that 23 minutes for you folks out there that are not privy to what's going on in Washington, D.C. behind those closed doors. Look, the reason by the way, I appreciate you doing the other hour for me yesterday. I had a choice of trying to do a program standing up or laying down, and I can't do it laying down, and I sure as hell couldn't sit yesterday. I kind of blew my back out, but I appreciate you coming up and filling in for that hour. And what did I wanted to bring you on today, because I've been telling people, Jeff, that you people that have retirements out there, you have retirement funds, you know, you can cross your fingers and you can hope. You can hope that you're going to have a pension left, but if you're in the state of Illinois, you're in the state of confusion. Their pension fund is somewhere, they don't even know, but it's somewhere between $42 billion and $84 billion underfunded. In other words, they ain't got the money.
That's right.
And Kentucky, it just came out of the Lexington Herald Leader. We have this posted on republicbroadcasting.org. They reported that Kentucky's 365,000 teachers and other public employees are now demanding that the taxpayers contribute a staggering $5.4 billion to their insolvent Ponzi schemes over the next 2 years. Now, what tax burden is that going to put on the individual in the state of Kentucky? Another state of confusion? $5.4 billion, that's roughly $3,200 for each household, and 25% of the state's entire budget over the next 2 years. They're holding a gun to the heads of the taxpayers in Kentucky over the funds that they have mismanaged, Jeff.
Well, as you and I spoke several hours ago, part of the problem with this is Illinois was probably at the forefront because this has been huge for years. But it's not just Illinois. It's going on in New York. It's going on in California. You know, the tax levels are becoming insane. You and I spoke earlier that California and Illinois both have made it so impossible for businesses to survive in those states that they're leaving those states and going elsewhere. A lot of businesses in California, guess where they're headed? Down your way. They're headed to Texas. They've had enough of this kind of politics. Now Kentucky's going to pull this nonsense. I guess they can't make enough money off the Derby. And it is very, very frustrating because what's happening in the case of all of these states, they've done very poor investment. They're not getting a decent return on their money. But just like Social Security, because that's, even though it's officially not a retirement or a pension plan, that's how most people look at it, there are not enough people in the workforce today to support the needs of Social Security payouts today, let alone 10, 15 years down the road.
Well, and also, Jeff, let me interject this, that there's 90 million people out of work. They're not paying any taxes into anything.
That's right.
So they have dwindling resource. So their idea is to ones remaining out there that have anything left, that we're just going to tax you because we can.
A lot of the problems we run into, as you know, is the people with 401ks, 501c3s, and this, you know, various different forms of pension and retirement funds that have been developed. People would pay X numbers of dollars into the fund every week when they'd get their paycheck. In the case of big corporate conglomerates like IBM and other firms of its type, they would generally pay a matching dollar amount into it. And ostensibly, it was designed to grow so that when you retired, you had a nice, big, fat pension fund that would take care of you for the rest of your life. But they're all facing the same situation. Teachers are a major draw on these various 401ks. But don't let me just blame it on teachers. All state employees. I don't care if it's a guy shoveling snow or if he's out there trimming the trees or he or she works in an office. Every one of these people have been paying into, to some degree, their own pension's demise. We spoke earlier about what happened at Enron so many years ago. Kenneth Lay was the head of Enron, a very good personal friend and cohabitator with Dick Cheney. And the problem is they conned almost all the employees at Enron to, as they were paying into their pension, to designate all that money into Enron stock. When Enron went belly up, bang, the pension fund was gone. Those people never got a dime back, to the best of my knowledge. And it's just unbelievable. When you called me and told me about this piece, I had not been anywhere near the internet all day. And when I got back, I popped it open and I read through it. And you know, the author was pretty interesting in his language. You know, logic and math have never before stopped pissed off teachers and or clueless legislatures from throwing good money after bad in an effort to kick the can down the road on their pension crisis. Well, that's exactly what Congress does with Medicare and Social Security and everything. So big government has set the game plan, and now smaller governments are following suit. And I think that obviously one of the suggestions that I could make to people is that there are alternatives to a point. And this is something that a lot of people have frustrations with. People will call me my 401k and, oh my God, I want to roll it over. I want to do something else. I want to get it in my hands. The first question I have to ask them is, are you still employed by that company or that government or that firm? If they are, I got to be honest, John, there is not a single loophole that I have yet to find unless someone is past retirement age and still happens to be working for that company. If they're in a current existing 401, they're still working and employed by that company, they're stuck. The only way they are going to be able to put the gloms and the control of their money is to stop working right now, to retire or to get fired or to leave and go to work with another company. They cannot put their hands on the 401.
Well, and you know, based on that, how does one individual make a decision to give up a job that he has so he can cash out his 401? You know, to many people, Jeff, that would be like, I don't know, I've all of my worldly goods I'm going to convert into FRNs, and I'm going to go to Vegas, and I'm going to hit the crap table, or I'm going to play roulette, or what's the better odds? Oh, blackjack, that's right. I'm going to take all of what I have, and I'm going to just roll the dice on this one, hoping I can strike it rich. And a lot of people are not willing to do that. They can't do that. They're locked in. And they're scared to death. They're afraid that their retirement fund won't be there, but they're afraid to give up their job to take that cash and convert it.
You know what? It's interesting you put it in that fashion, because it leads me to – I had shot a quick note to Michael I think we were at break, because I had posted the Zero Hedge piece up at Kettle Marine Precious Metals. But I also posted another piece directly below it. Let's assume for a moment that somebody out there is listening and they've got, who cares what it is, $300,000, $600,000 sitting in their pension fund. And people need to look back just a few years ago. In 2008, hundreds of thousands of IRA 401ks lost up to 60% of their value. So if you've got a guy sitting with $500,000 in there, 60% of that is $300,000. Do you want to save that? Maybe it's worth giving up your $125,000 a year job or $70,000 a year job to be able to save that $300,000. Because economically speaking, we're getting ready to head toward that path again. It may not happen this year or next year, but it's going to happen again in the relatively near future. Trump's new tax proposals are it's not just him, it's all his stupid advisors, etc. We've not cleaned out the swamp. Sorry, folks, we've got more swamp dwellers up there.
Yeah.
And everybody's got their own ball that they want to bounce. Most Americans, and I'd like to, you know, talk about our people out there listening, most Americans saw IRAs and 401ks go from $100,000 or more to as low as $40,000 in less than 6 months. You think about that for a minute. It's like, yeah. how would you face losing $60,000 or more of your retirement? How would it affect people?
And these managers of these pensions, what they did not tell people is they were heavily invested in the stock market. They're heavily invested in this. They're there to manage funds so they get a return. Supposedly, your fund's going to stay intact. It's going to make that manager a lot of money, and you're paying him to play guard dog for your retirement account. Well, how do you play guard dog when you've just thrown the stake over the cliff? He's going to tell you, if you want your stake, go get it.
Sure.
Unfortunately, by the time you grab it, there's the bottom and you're going to die. And a lot of people do not understand how this pension stuff works, why these pension funds are bankrupt, and I don't care if it's state, I don't care who it is. They were heavily invested when the bankers took the human race, and I'll include all of us, to the cleaners back in 2008. They're, folks, you do the math. Do the simple equations in your head. These people are willing to do anything and everything, and have, and will continue to do so. So, you know, we had this question pop up years ago when we started talking about retirement funds. And at the time, there were some retirement funds that, yeah, there were some loopholes and this, that, and the other you could convert. Now, there are none. You either got to stop working for that company, get yourself fired, quit the job, or do whatever. But if you've got enough in that retirement fund that you don't want to see that go up in smoke, keep hoping for that hope and change there. You ain't going to even have any change when this thing blows up, because there's not going to be any retirement fund there, period.
It's like the IRS, and this is a, when you dump all your money into your pension and retirement fund, you like to think it's yours. The problem is, like the IRS, spell those two words, T-H-E. IRS, theirs. It's theirs. It's not yours. It's not yours until you take possession or take control of it. And that is the huge problem. I don't know if people are out there realize what they're about to face. How many people were working in 2008 and saw the value of their pension fund drop? Are you ready to go through that again? Because it will come around again. And, you know, you lose your home. Well, a lot of people just say, well, my goodness, people who saw that the value of this thing drop and all of a sudden their monthly pension funds weren't paying as much as they once did, had to come out of retirement. They had to go into the workforce again, working for jobs with hourly pay at a fraction of what they were paid at the time they retired. Excuse me, you're going to be trying to get a job up against Jose or his gringo cousin, John. It isn't going to matter. They're willing to work for next to nothing because that's what they've been trained they have to do, and that's what people are going to be out there competing for just to survive.
Yeah.
Look, there's days, John, I wonder why I continue to do this. Why do I just continue to stay on the air, get the hell out of here, go out and get a job? Doing what? Working for who? You're making what kind of money? I don't want to go pedal cars again. I left that business in 1980.
Well, I've been doing this for so many years, I don't think that I would be employable anywhere. Because
I don't think either one of us, we have a mentality that they don't want.
you're not joking. I mean, one fine day, and it would be sooner rather than later, and a fellow employee or the boss or a customer or somebody's going to say something, and I'm going to say something that gets me fired. I could almost guarantee you that. Hey, look, I've got a caller here from Florida. He has got a question on pensions. Mark,
shoot,
in Florida. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, John. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, good. I didn't hear a beep. Well, I'm a Teamster, but I'm not going to get anything from them. But their pension isn't listed on the top 20 failures, which is one of them, except for UPS. They pulled out. But I'm reading all these stories on these pensions and their cuts and things, but none of the stories tell me how much a person, say a school teacher after 20 years of teaching school, is going to earn per month or per year on a pension. Is there any information on that? Because a Teamster is lucky now to get about $2,000 or probably more like $1,500 a month.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't the Teamsters just cut the pension payouts? Didn't they do that?
That's what I'm saying.
They're
dropping and dropping and raising the age to collect YRC yellow YRC Incorporated Yellow Roadway Holland Redway.
And Mark, the only thing they're doing by doing that, by cutting out the payouts, is they're just kicking this can a little bit further down the road. They're upping the retirement age, kicking the can down the road. This is going to come to a head one day, but they don't want to deal with that right now. And if this economy goes any further south than it is right now, they'll kick you, the can, throw the baby and the bathwater out the window. It ain't going to matter because there are not going to be any funds there. They will be insolvent.
Oh, yeah, I realize that. But I was wondering, as far as, say, these state government workers, is there any information on what, say, a teacher in Kentucky gets per month on their pension?
Now, I have not delved into it. Jeff, do you have anything on that?
I don't, but, you know, as Mark was talking, I got thinking about it, and I think that I can find that information and see if we can do some posting. I read a piece a couple of years ago about a teacher in New York who just got so far out and so out of line that they basically terminated her. Now, when I say terminated, you understand she'd already worked enough years that she was well into the pension function anyway. So once they terminated her, they, number one, had to finish paying off her contract because of the funny way it was done. But the information was out there as to how much this woman was going to be drawing on a pension every year. And this is New York City, and I know I'm wrong here, but the figure of somewhere around $300,000 a year comes to mind that she was expected to be drawing. $300,000, a teacher in Arizona would have to work 10 years just to gross that much because the pay for teachers is so bad out here. I just can't believe that pension would have been that much, but this goes back a few years. I'm going to do some digging around on it because I know the information has to be there somewhere, Mark, and it's
Go ahead.
I will say, to make that kind of money, a teamster would have to work 60 hours a week for 5 years to make that much money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Mark, we're up against the break here. Jeff Bennett, I appreciate you coming on, my friend. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and talk about trying to make some sense out of this, what number do they call?
Have them call 623-327-1778. I'm sorry, 623-327-1778. But also go to the site goldenira.com. Some interesting answers there. Take a look at it. Call me if we can help you out or answer questions for you.
All righty. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, John. See you. Bye.
Okay.
Or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Joe. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You know, and there are those that want to continue the drama. And it's their lot in life to cross all of the T's and dot the I's, no matter how many I's they need to gouge out in the process. And I thank the person that emailed this over to me, the raw deal. And Jim Fetzer is over at Rents Radio if you want to go to listen to him, and that's fine. You can get your daily dose of 4-foot grays and crop circles as well while you're there. Now, I know Jeff, and he and I have talked about this, and he does this for a specific reason, and he'll continue to do it. And you know what? That's fine. I suggested otherwise, because who is going to take somebody seriously if they're going to be talking about aliens? The only aliens I'm interested in talking about is the illegal ones. And I don't expect if we're visited from somebody from Planet Nine that they're going to come through our immigration to register, at any rate. On his own site, he said, I anticipated other attacks on Rivero and on Rents, where my show, The Raw Deals, broadcast over Rents Radio, would be forthcoming. But imagine my surprise when I received the following from one of my followers who was reporting that Rivero had been attacking me instead. Now, what Rivero said on his show, and it was in response to a caller, and Fetzer claims that this is a prearranged call. More mystery, more gatekeeping, which, by the way, he said that Mike Rivero is. Oh, he's a gatekeeper for 9/11. Attacks me in a two-minute exchange for my positions on the use of holograms and mini-nukes in New York, that no plane hit the Pentagon in 9/11, and surprisingly, we did not land on the moon. It, you know? I'm just going to leave that where it is. Mike, cue up, and I'm going to play this in its entirety next hour. Roger Stone being pulled into Mr. Schiff. Yes, that wonderful Mr. Schiff. Isn't he from California? The guy that looks like he's on speed or he's had too much caffeine, doesn't have any upper eyelids. He's always got that saucer-eyed look about him. Well, I want you folks to remember when you're listening to Mr. Stone recount his exact testimony, not kind of, sort of. He had to prepare testimony right in front of him and gave it to Mr. Schiff in front of the intelligence community. The folks, you weren't allowed to hear, okay? This is national security stuff, really. Well, and it's all over the Russian collusion and this, that, and the other. They're having a problem here. They're trying to keep a lid on stuff, and things are just busting at the seams. We've got enough on our plates right now to go after the criminals without creating mass distractions. You know, I think I'm going to become a season ticket holder for the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm going to go lend my support for those that are thinking that, I don't know, what the hell are they thinking? Is this Black Lives Matter? Because I thought it was about the national anthem. But no, it's about inequality. Inequality? 70% of your players on any given team are millionaires. Where the hell's the equality in that? I want my money from these players. Aren't I do some of that? Because I watch the games. Aren't I do that? I give my support. Where's my check?
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.